In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Philip Hayes, a partner at Northbridge Communications, representing the coalition FarmPolicyFacts.org. This is Cut 1. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Farm Policy Facts was a coalition that was put together a little earlier this year by the American Sugar Alliance, the National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Cotton Council, milk producers, sorghum producers, rice producers, and some corn producers from Minnesota. And these groups got together and said in the 2007 Farm Bill, we believe that the current farm programs should be the floor, not the ceiling of what we're talking about here in the 2007 Farm Bill.
This is Cut 2. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Farmers and ranchers have to get together to defeat this amendment. And just to give you an idea of what's at stake, if this amendment were to become law, it would gut the farm safety net as we know it today. There is actually an economic study that's put out by Texas A&M, and what that study shows is that even if there was a slight drop in commodity prices, which could be very likely, then we would see a farm financial crisis that's reminiscent of the 1980s. All farmers could expect to see upwards of a 25% drop in cash income and net worth, and that would be absolutely disastrous to the farm industry.
This is Cut 3. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're issuing a call to arms to all farmers and ranchers across the country to go to our website, which is farmpolicyfacts.org, and sign our petition. This petition is going to be delivered to every member of Congress later this week when the Farm Bill comes up for a vote to tell them to oppose any and all amendments by Representatives Kind and Flake and support a strong farm policy.